So there's fear that the U.S. is going to backslide on climate policy under President Trump. One casualty could be investments in renewable energy. But other countries are still forging ahead, investing in solar, wind, and hydro. And in terms of solar, few are doing so as aggressively as Morocco. This year, the country flipped the switch on the first phase of the world's largest concentrated solar power plant. The future is bright for solar power in sun-soaked Morocco, but it's no sure bet. From our partners at the Ground Truth Project, Chris Bentley reports.
When you've driven 4 hours from Marrakesh on windy roads through Morocco's Atlas Mountains to a barren plateau on the edge of the Sahara Desert, it's a little surreal to suddenly find yourself rising off the ground in a new elevator to the top of a sleek observation tower. Step outside, and you're suddenly looking at something even more surreal. 500,000 gleaming mirrors stretching out in every direction across the dusty red earth. This part of Morocco, near the desert outpost of Ouarzazate, is one of the sunniest places on the planet. And this sprawling new solar power plant is the heart of Morocco's big push for clean power and energy independence.
So the mirrors follow the movement of the sun.
Youssef Stitu is a senior project engineer.
At the beginning of the day, they are oriented towards the east, and they are continuing to move, following the sun, until to be oriented to the west side.
All that sunlight can help generate a lot of electricity, but not in the way you might think. It happens here, in the plant's turbine room. You see, those aren't photovoltaic panels surrounding the tower. The mirrors are curved like satellite dishes, and they focus the sunlight onto long rows of metal pipes filled with liquid salt that can reach more than 700 degrees. All that heat is used to make steam and spin turbines, just like a regular power plant. And here's the thing. Stitu says that hot liquid can effectively store some of the sun's energy for up to 3 hours after sundown.
After the sunset, the hot salt is giving back the thermal energy that it goes to produce steam during the night.
And the process addresses a common criticism of solar energy, that it's useless when the sun doesn't shine. This kind of plant is called concentrated solar power, or CSP. It's not a new idea, but it's starting to get a lot more traction. And it's potentially transformational for countries like Morocco that have huge renewable energy resources. But it's also expensive. Just the first phase of this three-part project costs nearly $1 billion. And it could be a risky investment.
It's really impressive, the pace, how they do it. Whether they bet on the right technology, they will find out in the years to come.
Christian Breyer is a renewable energy expert from Finland who has studied the project. Morocco is pumping up its solar capacity faster than just about any other country, but Breyer says it still might not be fast enough to keep up with the speed of innovation in the industry. For instance, plain old photovoltaic panels and batteries to store their output have improved so quickly that they threaten to outshine concentrated solar plants like this one.
We will see a race of these two technologies, but in the very end is really the question how to get the technology cost competitive, and for that they have to grow very fast.
Morocco is moving very fast. When construction here is finished next year, it could be the biggest solar plant in the world. Morocco is hoping its huge investments will help bring prices for concentrated solar technology down. But the country is running another kind of energy race too. 20 years ago, only about half of Moroccans had electricity. Now almost everybody does. And the country's population and economy are growing fast.
Everyone starts to have its own smartphone, PC, laptop, TV.
Samir Rashidi is a project manager at the Moroccan Agency for Solar Energy. I met him in a huge conference center at the recent International Climate Summit in Marrakesh. Rashidi says if Morocco doesn't aggressively develop renewable energy,
then our economic growth will be hostage of foreign fossil fuel.
Those imported fossil fuels are still Morocco's biggest energy source. But King Mohammed VI has declared that by 2030, more than half of the country's energy should come from renewables. The king also promised to tamp down demand by making the country 20% more energy efficient. The country's hoping this new solar plant will help it meet its goals. It's also hoping the project will help kickstart a domestic renewable energy industry that could one day be able to sell cheap renewable electricity to its neighbors. But royal decrees will only get you so far. Morocco's renewable energy revolution will ultimately have to survive on market economics. And Rashidi says so far, the numbers don't always add up.
Actually, now we are importing like 16% of our needs from Spain because they have overcapacity, and sometimes it's really much cheaper to get electricity from Spain than to produce in Morocco. So we are really doing this at a competitive basis.
That kind of competition will help determine whether Morocco's big bet on concentrated solar power will pay off. Rashidi and others here hope that by 2030, they'll be able to look back on the Noor plant as the laboratory that made Morocco a solar superpower, not just an expensive mirage in the desert. For The World, Chris Bentley, Marrakesh.